Many of you know that I moved into a different house back in May, and I've redone a lot of it. There is one room where there had been a shelf in there that was just pulled off the wall. And so there were these two holes, and I have spent these 6 months filling those holes with things and sanding them and trying to paint them, and they still look terrible. So I have decided what I need to do is buy a little piece of art that is just long enough to fit over the holes so I can quit worrying about them. It needs to be 32 inches wide. I don't care what the subject matter is. I don't care what it looks like in terms of aesthetics. It has to be 32 inches long to cover the holes. Now, in our human lives, very often we seek something not for the substance of it, or the art of it, or the beauty of it, but because it is big enough to fill the holes that we feel in our lives. We look for these coverings everywhere, in our human relationships, in having the right things, in proving our intellect or popularity or superiority, in victimhood, in bluster. We desperately want to know that we matter, and we will do anything to prove it to ourselves as well as to other people. We all do something to make ourselves feel better and more worthy. We crave the kind of love that only comes from God. In Greek, it is called agape, and it is something that we keep trying to earn. But that type of love, the loving, abiding tenderness of God for us, cannot be earned. It can only be given by the grace of God. And it can be received if we have the courage to accept something good that we can't take credit for. And so we come to this Christmas season, this Christmas celebration, and we remember, we celebrate so much because we remember that someone came into the world to take away our need to prove ourselves. This man, God incarnate, came to earth to live and die as one of us. That gift is large enough to not only cover everything that is wrong in our lives, but to heal it. What more proof do we need that we matter? And yet, we often live in anxiety and fear. Our gospel story tonight even says, "The glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified." Now, why would the light, the glory of the Lord, terrify us? I think it's probably because we're scared that it will reveal some reason that we don't measure up. It may reveal confirmation to us that we don't matter or that we are alone. We try not to live in fear. Our collect with which we opened this evening, the prayer says, "You have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light." Here's the thing. This true light that we receive with the coming of Jesus into the human world is something that should not terrify us if we can remember that our God is merciful, that our God is forgiving and loving in a way that we couldn't have imagined before the coming of Christ. Our image of God in ancient times of a wrathful, punishing God scared us. And we were scared of that kind of light. But Jesus tells us that God loves us nonetheless, that God offers healing to all persons. We have many places in Scripture and our tradition that tell us we can trust this light that has come into the world, that it will not lead us into condemnation. Romans 8 tells us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Paul says, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, including ourselves, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That gift is there for us. It is not a transaction that we have to earn something. It is a gift. This idea of this gift that is coming and that our record is made clean by is borne out in our Christmas culture. In the Christmas hymn we sang, What Child Is This? Part of that hymn says, Good Christians fear, for sinners here the silent word is pleading. God has come into the world in human form to plead for us, to heal us, to forgive us, and to give us that deep and unmerited love that we have always craved. Our attempts to create it or elicit it are doomed. We simply cannot be filled by something that we ourselves can earn or create. As theologian Karl Rahner said, called this dilemma the insufficiency of everything attainable. If we can accomplish it, it will not fill us. But through Christ, that deep, unmerited love is offered to us. Once we have the courage to accept it, we are then called to show our gratitude by offering it to others in the forms of help, compassion, healing, forgiveness. Every time one of those gifts appears in the human condition, we could repeat the words of the hymn. We could look at those gifts and say, this is Christ the King. The best we could possibly get and give at Christmas time or at any time is a light that will take away the darkness, the fear, and the uncertainty, yet will not terrify us. That light, that true light, will reveal that we have been forgiven and healed and even redeemed. This is the gift we desperately want. The glory of God shining in every human heart and manifested in compassion, forgiveness, healing, and love. Those are our best gifts. Compassion. Forgiveness, healing, love. This is Christ the King. This. Amen.